You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us in the second half of today's Talk of the Town program is Selena Bliss. She is a candidate for LD1, that is Legislative District 1, as an Arizona State Representative from here in the Prescott area. And first of all, I guess the question is, this is the first time that you are actually running for office, but it's not the first time you've thought about doing it, is what I understand.
That's correct, Sanford. Thank you for having me in. It's been so difficult to share the campaign with folks since COVID-19 hit the streets here in March. But yeah, I'm running for LD1. There's two open positions, and I've known since I was a little kid at 8 years of age that someday I would step up and serve because my grandfather served in the South Dakota State Legislature for 16 years. Much of that, he was in appropriations. So not only did I campaign with him, but I also watched him make some very difficult decisions. My father almost ran 10 years when we were little kids, but my brothers were just a little too much for my mom to handle. So I come from a family of public servants, and I've created my bio to prepare me for this moment in time. I almost ran 10 years ago, but professionally and personally, it just wasn't quite time yet. So who would have guessed that there would be two open positions? Everything is just lining up perfectly for the campaign.
So with regard to what your priorities would be as a sitting legislator representing the interests of largely Yavapai County, what would that be? What would you think would be what you'd want to accomplish on behalf of your constituents?
Well, I bring a lot of knowledge, skill, and ability to this position. Always knowing I was going to run, I've created my bio to prepare for this opportunity. So as a nurse for 36 years in this community in Prescott, Arizona, I'm an expert in healthcare. But the last 25 of those years, I've been an educator at Yavapai College as teaching in the nursing department. So obviously my experts are healthcare and education. So I've made those my priorities. I really want to get on the Health and Human Services Committee. I spoke to the Speaker of the House. I really would like to start as vice chair and then step up into a chair position as soon as possible. These are short terms. They're only 2 years each. So we have to hit the ground running. We're already told as candidates, when you're freshman legislators, don't try to take on too much. Well, I say that's nonsense. I have a list of mile long of work I want to get done. So first and foremost, quality health care is a priority, but I have a lot of insight as far as education and some of the challenges there. Now with COVID, the priorities have shifted and we're looking now at economic opportunities. How can we bring the economy back and support folks out there that are probably working part-time or have lost jobs? So it's important to be nimble and respond to the priorities as they appear in front of me.
Now, when you go to the legislature, one thing that I've noticed, because I've spent a fair amount of time down there at the Capitol, there seems to be a lot of horse trading that goes on between legislators. You support my bill that you're not that crazy about, and I'll support your bill that I'm not that crazy about. And, you're trading your vote, basically. And I just wonder, are you prepared to look the people in the eye and be a part of it, or look them in the eye and say, hey, that's not the way Selena Bliss does business?
Yeah, so I've been watching the legislature for a couple years now, going down to committee hearings and listening to the committee on the whole and interviewing our current sitting legislators, asking them for tips and tricks. And the current legislators emphasize it's really important. Your vote is your word is your vote. So it's important to have clarity and understanding, but also to be able to work with out of respect for people with opinions different than my own. So I was taught from an early age to go into a debate or an argument, doing the research and understanding both sides of an issue so that when I go in to present my issue, represent my Republican values and principles that I share with the Republican Party, I'm ready to argue with preparation, understanding where that other person's coming from as well.
Well, and there is, of course, what they call the tyranny of the majority. And it's a very, very narrow majority for the Republicans down in Phoenix right now. I believe it's 31-29. And what happens there is that every single legislator thinks they are the tie-breaking vote. And it really does make it more difficult to bring your own values to bear, because everybody else that you're talking to thinks that you need their vote more than they need your vote. Because that, again, that's what happens when you're when the margin is so narrow. Are you expecting that things will go smoothly, or it's going to be a constant arm wrestle, or how do you think you're going to have to approach the way things get done down in Phoenix?
Well, first, when I started my campaign, I got a lot of advice, and one of that was, you know, this is a blood sport, politics. So I rolled up my sleeves, getting ready to fight the fight. To respond to your question, it is 29-31 right now. It is very close. My concern is I hope we keep the Republican majority in the House. It's going to be important to be consistent and transparent so that when people talk to me and my seatmate from LD1, they'll know exactly where we stand. So no waffling on issues. It's important, again, to be consistent. As far as that horse trading, the art of negotiation is very important. Having the power of sitting on certain committees, I understand, is also important. That's why I want to advance to leadership roles as soon as possible, so that I can have that backing, that coalition, if you will, to make those trades and work those deals. At the end of the day, it's all about making great things happen here in Arizona and having Arizona reach its full potential. So if I can keep my eye on the prize at the end, and it's all about Arizona and its constituents, then we can call it a win-win. It won't always be a win-win, but we'll try to set it up for as much as is possible.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Selena Bliss. She is a candidate for LD1, Legislative District 1. That is your Arizona State Representative from right here in the Yavapai County area. We have more coming your way next here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back with more with Selena Bliss, candidate for Legislative District 1, Arizona State Representative. I saw you the other day giving a little quick three-minute synopsis of your life in front of the Yavapai County Republican Men's Forum. And I thought, you know, when you make the decision to throw your hat in the ring, so to speak, I always wonder what kind of is like the tipping point to make you want to do that. Because you said to me yourself that, you know, I feel kind of nervous getting on the radio. But yet there you are standing up in front of a room full of people talking about yourself, which I know probably doesn't come naturally for you. But by the same token, was there some point politically where you said, you know, this scene is just such, you know, such a madhouse. Somebody's got to get in there and try and straighten things out. Is that kind of what where your head was when you decided to run for state representative?
Well, you know, there wasn't an exact tipping point. Again, I've always known as I was growing up watching my grandfather that someday I would step in those shoes to serve. I'm definitely not a career politician. To keep my campaign of learning the issues, I opened up the campaign last summer, and I've been out visiting with folks. And I got to say, once I made the decision to open the campaign, I have never slept better in my life. I jump out of bed in the morning. I have purpose. I have meaning. I really believe as I watch our state legislators, if we all had folks that ran out of internal motivation to do well and not external influence to influence others or being influenced by others, if we just had good people run, we would dilute out some of the negativity. I think I mentioned earlier, I am an optimist. I believe with hard work, family values, we can get a lot of work done. I'm also seeing that there are not a lot of healthcare providers down at the state house. When you look at who runs, it tends to be older folks that are financially set or can set their schedules. Currently, of the 60 legislators, there's only three that are healthcare providers. Two of them are physicians, and they're both Democrats. I'm the conservative Republican. I'm the nurse. So I feel that importance to get to the table and speak to healthcare issues as soon as possible.
So now, looking ahead to the rest of the campaign, what do you think people should know about you, especially about your working life, what you've done in terms of, you know, not just being a nurse, but where you have put yourself in situations that, you know, are pretty rare. I'm getting at this thing about being involved with firefighters and wildland firefighting and stuff like that, which, you know, there's not that many people that get involved in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've had a blessed life being a nurse and an EMT as well. Dr. Kravitz, a lot of the old timers remember him. He recruited me to join incident management teams as my summer position. For the last 11 years, I've worked as the medical unit leader. And in that role, I coordinate and staff the divisions. We coordinate the evacuations and the first aid. And in fact, if you go out to the parking lot right now, my car is full. I'm on my way back to the San Carlos on a fire assignment. Here we go again. That's a fun way to spend the summer. It's a good complement to working as a nurse and being a nursing instructor at our local community college. What I did, because I felt it was very important to be transparent considering some of our past history at the State House, if you go to my website, you're going to see much more information than you will see on any other candidate. In fact, if you click on the press tab on my website, you're going to see videos, articles comparing me to the other four candidates, because all five candidates for these two positions are so uniquely different. You, the voter, get to pick the team, the two people that are going to represent you. So most candidates, they don't put other candidates' information on their website. For me, that full transparency is so critical. I invite you to go to my website, click on press, and you can immediately compare and contrast all five of us. Again, in video, articles, and I guess I should mention my website is selenabliss.com. Now, Selena has a unique older type spelling. It's spelled S-E-L-I-N-A. So that's selenabliss.com. A lot of information there.
I would imagine that you've probably had your name mispronounced many times over the years. I have the same issue. I've had people call me Stanford and Sheldon and Stephen and whatnot. But that is part of the burden of carrying an unusual first name.
Yeah, you can thank my parents for that one.
Obviously, the campaign is going to continue. We've got the primary coming up in early August. How are you feeling about what you're seeing out on the campaign trail from the voters and from people that you talk to every day?
Well, I'm getting good feedback. Again, I'm an optimist. I'm getting a lot of support. What's important to know about LD1 is over 83% of the voters are on the permanent early voting list. So 83% of our voters are holding their ballots since July 10th. What I didn't realize is how many turn them around and vote the very next day. And I got this information through a postal delivery person out in Chino Valley. She said, I felt like I delivered 500 ballots on Saturday, last Saturday. And she felt like she returned 100 the very next day. So that kind of made me realize how many people do vote early rather than holding those ballots. It's important to know that the voting centers are open as we speak. I just dropped my ballot off this morning. They close then the Friday before the election, August 4th. But then you can go in on election day, like a lot of folks still like to do the old-fashioned traditional method, August 4th. Is the final for the primary. So if you're holding a ballot, I really want to encourage you to make sure you get that in by August 4th, either by delivering it or mailing it in.
Do you feel any particular burden or responsibility when you have these leadership groups that are coming out and spending money to tout your candidacy? I mean, I know you don't work with them, but it must mean that there's something that you're bringing to the table that is catching the attention of people looking at this race.
Yeah, so part of the campaign strategy was whether or not to seek individual endorsements. And I looked at my resume and realized I have enough national, state, and local leadership abilities. I don't need to get individual endorsements and ride on other people's reputations. So instead, I chose to seek endorsements from organizations that are like-minded and have the same priorities when it comes to healthcare, education, and the economy. So again, when you go to my website, you can scroll down to the endorsement tab and click to those organizations and see their values and principles. These are groups I can work with to make things happen. Because again, these are two-year terms. We got to work fast to get the work done.
And that's selenabliss.com, S-E-L-I-N-A, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
And at the end of the day, put Bliss in the house.
Well, at the end of our show, we're going to thank Selena Bliss for joining us live here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity.
You bet. We're just about out of time. I want to say thanks to Sheila Polk, Yavapai County Attorney, for dropping by, and of course, Selena Bliss, candidate for LD1 State Representative. We have the Talk of the Quad Cities continuing from here. Mark Levin will be on the way in just moments, and of course, we'll be back tomorrow at 4 for another edition of Let's Talk Sports Live right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. And not much longer, we're going to be seeing Diamondbacks baseball return to the airwaves. I believe it's going to be on July 24th, and we're going to have that game for you live here on KQNA. We're very excited to get baseball going again, and we'll be just as excited to get the rest of the economy going as well. So, on behalf of all of us here from Talk of the Town, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing & Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.